What's he dressed up for?
That? That's my typist.
One of your staff, Mama, is he?
Well, actually, he's a relative. Cousin of my mother's side. He's a little eccentric.
Eccentric?
Well, he has, like delusions. One week they come, one week they go.
What about this week?
Well, this week he thinks he's William Shakespeare. Come on over here, Will. I want you to meet the boys. Been telling them all about you.
My name is Felix Eugene Alley. I've got a girl in Cashers Valley. She's joy on my soul. How I love that kidder cove. I don't know, but it's all by chance. The way last fall when I went to a dance, boys and girls all fell in line, but Charlie Wright had beat my time. I may never have a fight, but I can't stand that Charlie Wright. Just because, confound his soul, it ain't that night with Kidder Cove. I went to the valley about half tide, but Kidder wouldn't dance at all that night. I went to the valley about half lit, but Kidder wouldn't dance a doggone bit. I called Kidder and I let right in, and Kidder said, now don't begin. But I'm going back to the valley and I'll dance with Kidder through ever since. Kidder Cove is the prettiest girl I know there is in this wide world. But she's the joy of my soul, how I love that Kidder Cove. It's all hands up, we play big ring, the fiddles squall and the banjos sing. I never saw a prettier thing than Kidder Cove come change and swing.
May I?
Oh, please.
And if the boy have not a woman's gift to rain a shower of commanded tears, an onion will do well for such a shift. Onion. Sponsor conflict.
Concur. Could we make it, turnip?
Solid thinking. Turnip. Very sociable. Everybody knows about turnips. You say turnip to the lady in Dubuque, she's with you. I like it.
Humor is the UD monological pessimism, which includes within itself a teleological evolutionary optimism, which may cause a realistic, radical, and universal reconciliation to appear as possible.
I never talk to strangers. I only talk to people I know.
Jesse James was a man who killed many men and robbed many express train, and the people all would say for many miles away they were robbed by Frank and Jesse James. Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life, and his children too were brave. But a dirty little coward they called Robert Howard laid Jesse James in his grave.
One.
Well, it was nothing really. Just thought of a little humorous dialogue to lighten the trading message.
Gosh, that Evertone gives you lots of possibilities.
I've got 1,000 of them. I can capture the power of the spoken word, conduct a question and answer session, bring a situation alive with sound, dramatize it, accent it with rhythm, highlight it with music, make any point understandable.
Oh, I know I learn better from verbal instruction.
Certainly.
You've come a long way, Mr. Moomer.
Well, it's like progress.
For example, one of the things I looked at was a zombie story.
Now, how about that? That grabbed, didn't it? Of course, it was a bit controversial, and that's why it didn't get on the air, but I always did try to tackle controversial stuff. I mean ugly butchers and dog dames. That's all right for a Chayefsky, but Moomer aspires. What I mean is, Moomer always thought tall.
We went a-hunting the other night, just me and my gal without a light. Moon is so pretty and the air so free. I just couldn't help but to make Hoopy felt big. And wanted to love too. I was walking ahead when I heard a snap, and there she lay in a big steel trap. She fell on the hill, she started to roll.
Couldn't stop to save her soul.
Twisting around, screwing the mud. I mean, she had a knot on her head. It's a big knot, too, folks. Wasn't no little pimple. Well, we started on, and we came to a bog. Now to get across, we had to walk a log. So we was halfway over, down in the mud, clean up to her hips, she fell. So I got her out, then I dried her off. She started to sneeze and cough, catching cold, felt miserable. Wanted me to take her home. She looked at me like a cat would at a mice, and her teeth was rattled like a paradise. 4, 7, and 11. She wanted to crap on the table. Well, I got her out and I dried her off. Sneeze and cough, boy, but we started on. My dog's a tree in a hollow log, and down she squatted like a big bullfrog. by the hair on the nose, she grunted like a hog. And a polecat sprayed her with a mess of fog. Boy, boy, what odor. I'd put her in a barrel. Take her home that way, too. Go for shucks. Whoop it on up. When the wine goes in, the truth comes out. Two more shots and I'll tell it all. Boy, you may not believe what I say now, but honest, there are thousands of folks who have believed it. While it's on the influence swamp root. All is well, it don't get found out. Broken shoe, she had powder on the nose. Lipstick and rouge. Her dress was made from flour sack, for the name of the flower was stamped on the back. Man is in all kinds of brands. Breast smelt like cordwood. But it was cheap stuff. And holy too. Well, we started home at the hour of 12. What happened this old gal was hard to tell. Stockings down and her shoes on lace. She said, I come from a hunting race.
Clear-cut image of love, in which is hid for me the meaning of the ages, seeking fulfillment. I feel you coming in a gushing stream from your inward sanctuary, your innermost coming out as gently I stroke your eyes that are consumed with longing, with lips that are as compassionate and as inexorable as the deepest cleft within your heart, until both our souls are trembling and our bodies quiver to bring forth the future spring. Our passion everlastingly bathes us in some strange virtue, as the currents of our desire light up our bodies, bringing forth fresh life as we attain our non-existence in your love-hungry, trembling cry. The music of that cry is love caught in iridescent ecstasy, taking new voice from the breath of the lands beyond the world, taking on the brightness of a flame, becoming fire, disembodied, mist, rainbow of rapture, gaining strength for fresh flights and bursting out with a new flame.
most impressive. Would that we had this kind of space at the Globe.
The Globe? Why don't you sit down, Will? Here. Have this seat here. We're just going over the second act.
Act two. Ah, yes, the balcony scene. A most delightful love sequence.
Love sequence, and on a balcony yet.
I was going to mention this to you, Will, but Mr. Shannon asked us to make a little change in the love story part.
Oh? You know, the business on the balcony.
A thing of beauty. Oh, spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou.
A red-blooded American boy and girl, and they go gigging around on balcony. Who owns balconies these days?
Extremely valid point, Mr. Shannon.
There's no question about it.
You mean no balcony?
No balcony.
I'm a good Lilies, lilies, white lilies and yellow. Lilies, lilies, purple lilies and golden. Kala lilies, tiger lilies, lilies of the valley. Lilies, lilies, lilies. Bulb, bud, and blossom. What made them lilies? If they were not lilies, they would have to be something else, would they not? What was it that made them lilies instead of making them violets or roses or geraniums or petunias? What was it that made you yourself and me myself? What? Alas, I do not know.
There it is again. Well, I distinctly heard something.
Did you hear that, too? It's an idea I just had for a door opener.
But if it's your idea, how come I heard it?
Abatone, that's how.
To have it all, to have not any. To have awfully any. To have it all, to have not any.
Light to be a body, to have a body, to stay a body, coming light. Me, body. Coming the box again, corporate blank in.
I feel like flying. When a boyfriend kisses me gently on my lips or my eyelids or my neck, sex seems to be everywhere, filling everyone I meet. Sex is in their minds, in their hearts, in their eyes, in their words. And it's always there in me, like a leopard, a beautiful, dangerous leopard. My lord, I'm scared. I want to hide and cover myself from everyone, but I cannot. God, you made me this way. Please give me the power to handle the powers inside me. Is love that power? Give me the strength to love without being swallowed by sex. Accept me. Love me as I am, Lord. Please love me. Now.
Everybody, let's do that hokum stone.
All right, for the first couple, but that's hot. You better let it alone. First couple doing the African crow. Next couple doing the St. Louis nightmare. Here's a hot one now, the State Street Stone. And this is hotter than that. Oh, I'll boot that thing.
I feel a change coming on.
You do? What is it?
Pass the jug.
After my Texas blues. Here's a couple doing the ham thatches. Now here's a flipping old lady about 50 years old over here wanting the grandma's bowl. Well, some doing, some don't. Here's a hot one doing the 47th Street Stone.
You know I feel another change coming on.
All right, what is it? Next couple doing the St. Louis train. Here's a hot one, the Endurance Stone.
Yeah, and somebody's been using that thing.
Why should I grieve?
Feel another change coming on.
All right, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
somebody's been using that thing.
I feel another change.
All right, let's have it.
Music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it, that surfeiting the appetite may sicken and so die.
Oh, fine, fine, fine. Appetite sickening. This is just fine. The Shannon Food Company is paying this kind of money to make people sick.
Will, you better get with it. You're taking the butter right off the toast, baby.
All right, here we go. Let's hear the narration aloud, please, for timing.
On October 30th, the gardener's wife returned to the scene of the crime. The police had already arrived, and once again, the Federal Bureau of Investigation...
Enough of that idiocy! There's no soliloquy here.
What's going on here? Who is that guy?
I tell you what, he ain't. He ain't no student of drum.
Να το γεμίσω με, να το γεμίσω με. Και με στο χωριό τη βρύση να συμφωνήσω με, να συμφωνήσω με. Λίγο να σε δω, κρυπάν απ' το χωριό. Έλα λίτσα, παγγελίτσα, θέλω να σου πω, κι ας μαθεί το χωριό. Θα αποφασίσει η Λίτσα να σε παντρευτώ, να σε παντρευτώ. Αφού θέλεις να με πάρεις, έλα στους γονείς, δίχως να ντραπείς. Να μας δώσουν την ευχή τους, να με στεφανωθείς, να με στεφανωθείς. Λίτσα, λίτσα, βαγγελίτσα, μη φαρμακώνησε, μη φαρμακώνησε. Κυριακή πρωί σε πέρω, σε ελευθερώνησε, σε ελευθερώνησε. Βαγγελίτσα και κοπλίτσα, θα φέρω και βιολιά, τους αδελφούς καλιά. Να γλεντείς όλος ο κόσμος με κέφι και χαρά, με κέφι και χαρά. Thank you.
unwind my riddle. Cruel as hawks the hours fly. Wounded men seldom come home to die. The hard waves see an arm flung high. Scorn hits strong because of a lie. Yet there exists a mystic tie. Unwind my riddle.
To stay near, to stay far.
The sound of a faulty engine, the voice of a top executive, typical customer objections, a saw sawing, a buzzer buzzing, a watch watching, a tick ticking.
You're getting carried away, Miss Smith, but you're right. Thousands of training aides will keep our...
And we can ring up sales. Strike while the iron is hot. Can really raise some thunder.
Blow, thou winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude. That's from As You Like It, Act 2, Scene 7.
Hey, Will! Hey, wait a minute, Will! I Wait a minute. What are you doing? You're going to mess up the whole deal. What am I going to say to him in there? What am I going to tell him?
Tell them simply that foolery, sir, does walk about the orb like the sun. It shines everywhere. Act 3, scene 1, 12th night. And you, Julius Mumma, foolish mortal who could have covered himself with a cloak of immortality. To you, Julius Mumma, who has succumbed to the rankest compound of villainous smell that ever offended nostril. To you, Julius Mumma, lots of luck.
I can't find that bone buffalo. To Washington, Roosevelt in the White House, he's doing his best. He lay in the graveyard, he's taking his rest. He is gone, long old time. Hush up, little children, now don't you fret. You draw a pension at your papa's death. From Buffalo to Washington, Roosevelt in the White House, drinking out the silver cup. He lay in the graveyard, he'll never wake up. He is gone, long old time. Ain't one thing that grieves my mind, that is to die and leave my poor wife behind. I'm gone, long old time. Look here, little children, spread your breath. You draw a painting at your papa's death. From Buffalo to Washington, standing at the station, just looking at the time, see if I could run it by half past nine. From Buffalo Washington, paying the train, she's just on time. She runs 1,000 miles from 8 o'clock to nine. From Buffalo to Washington, yonder comes the train, she's coming down the line. Flowing in my station, Mr. McKinley, the dime. It's hard time, hard time. You've done, you shot my husband at Ivy Johnson gun. Get mad to Washington. Docked on the horse, he tore down his mane. Said to that horse, you've got to outrun the strain. From Buffalo to Washington, Dr. Andrew Randy checked off his specs. Said, Mr. McKinley, it's better passing your checks. You're bound to die.
There was an old tin man of sorrow. He had not a warm heart to borrow. When he cried in a dream, the tears turned into steam, that gloomy rust bucket of sorrow. There was a fair maiden of rapture. She sought to find a heart to capture. She danced along the way and shared charm every day. Yet Tin Man denied such a rapture. There was the demise of old Tin Man. He came and left locked up in his can.
To deny calls of love ignores songs from a dove. Rest in peace and corrode away, man.
Solid pyramid going away.
Future, create, destroy, book, struck like the spirit, big bodies, run about, roping it, hot bodies, do everything to do. Nothing to stay but to stay down and up. Breathe in, this breathe in, put the up, down and up, right?
finked out. The guy finked out.
You want a couple of words of advice? Knock off the conjuring. Get yourself a nice, clean, safe job on a streetcar.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to take arms against a sea of troubles.
I've been worried all the time. I never have been satisfied in mind. Lying to me is a sad mistake. Me and my wife, we don't separate. Each one have lovers that are kind and true. But I'm gonna tell you something that you all must do. I've been studying nearly all my life. Keep the same bee that stung me from stinging me twice. Never let the same bee that stung you, never let it sting you twice. That's if you want to be happy, keep up with this kind of life. Oh, when you're out upon your honeymoon, and your trouble and your sorrow goes in a balloon. Go out with a girl, but you must remember your wife. Never let the same bee that stung you sting you twice. They say that voice, you know, you don't succeed. You must always try again. Oh, but since I took my old girl back, she almost drove me to the pen. No matter what I would do or say, never goes my way. And I got so disgusted, believe me, I was supposed to say, I'll never let the same bee that stung me, she'll never sting me twice. That's if you want to be happy, keep up with this kind of life. When you're out upon your honeymoon, and your trouble and your sorrow go in a balloon. Go out for the girl, but you must remember your wife. Never let the damn bee that stung you sting you twice.
Self be fact, and it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not be false to any alternative man. True fact, true quote, alternative even, by Willamoth Piershake. Winding down here on Muddy Boots, mine own name is Full Circle Tonelli. This has been the B-side of Voluptuous Veils, Vigorous Voyage, Part 4. For the playlist and an archive of this and other episodes, prithee check out muddybootsradio.org. Thee can eke findeth Muddy Boots on iTunes, and if it be true so, grant you mercy in advance. If be true thee feeleth so hath moved to leaveth a rating or a comment Well, our revels in non-art ended. For a non-concluded be it. Until next time, wish thee all the very most wondrous journey. May the road rise ere thee.
Quite nice, no doubt about that.
We will.